This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says another boat has been struck by the military, the second vessel to be hit in the Eastern Pacific in 2 days. Hegseth alleged the vessel was transporting narcotics and said three men were killed in the strike. He released video of the attack, which he said took place in international waters. Meanwhile, Colombian President Gustavo Petro said one boat targeted in the Caribbean last month was a fishing vessel that got lost.
Petro writing, U.S. government officials have committed murder and violated our sovereignty in territorial waters. The Colombian boat was adrift and had its distress signal up due to an engine failure.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Secretary of State Marco Rubio departed for the Middle East tonight to discuss the next stages of the Gaza ceasefire. The White House is getting smaller before it gets much bigger. Sources tell ABC News President Trump aims to tear down the entire East Wing of the White House by this weekend to make way for his new ballroom. This is ABC News. Getting on Tinder, the dating app? Get ready to have your face scanned. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
It's a first. Match Group, which owns Tinder, announcing the U.S. rollout of FaceCheck TM, a first-of-its-kind facial verification feature that helps confirm users are real and match their profile photos. FaceCheck is now required for all new users in 7 countries and the state of California and will roll out to additional U.S. states in the coming months. New members take a short video selfie within the app. If the system confirms the person is real and matches profile photos, it issues a badge signaling to others they're legit.
A lawsuit by Alec Baldwin alleging malicious prosecution in the 2021 fatal shooting of the head camera operator on a New Mexico movie set has been reinstated and moved to federal court. Baldwin filed suit claiming civil rights violations and seeking damages after a charge of involuntary manslaughter against him was dismissed at trial last year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome where it's hard to control your leg. And you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. What broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid the studio. We'll be dealing with... Oh,
sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
The Bucks win the season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum, 133-120. Giannis led the scoring with 37 points, the most ever in his career in a season debut. An injury, though, at the end of the first quarter when guard Kevin Porter Jr. stepped